Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to Violent Volcanoes, the podcast where we talk about the deadliest volcanoes in the world. Today's volcano is Mount Merapi. Mount Merapi is one of the deadliest volcanoes in the world. It is located in Indonesia, about 20 miles south of Yogyakarta. Mount Merapi has been an active volcano for 10,000 years now and has erupted regularly since 1548. Mount Merapi, also known as the Mountain of Fire, has been known to cause many fatalities over the years and is the most active volcano in Indonesia. We are welcoming volcanologist Devin Sebra. First question, what kind of lava flows does Mount Merapi produce?
Well, early in the history of Mount Merapi, the lava emitted was basaltic, but as time went on, the eruptions became more violent and the lava became andesitic. Okay. Dome collapse on the volcano has created deadly pyroclastic flows to sweep through the area.
Can you tell us more about the most deadly eruption in Mount Merapi history?
Yeah, the most deadly eruption occurred in 1930. As a result of the eruption, 13 villages were destroyed and it killed nearly 1,400 people. Many earthquakes caused this eruption.
How active is Mount Merapi?
This particular volcano is extremely active. Small eruptions occur every 2 to 3 years, and large eruptions occur every 10 to 15 years. The latest eruption was on May 11, 2018. There were no reported fatalities, but the local airport was shut down due to the volcano ash plume.
Fun fact, not all rocks are hard. Some can crumble in the palm of your hand. We are welcoming geologist Jet Barron to the podcast. What kind of a plate boundary is Mount Merapi on?
Mount Merapi is on the Indo-Australian plate and the Sunda plate. These two plates form a subduction zone where the Australian plate is subducting under the Sunda plate.
How old is the rock at Mount Merapi?
The rock at Mount Merapi is estimated to be 400,000 years old.
How do the lava domes form on Mount Merapi?
The lava domes form when andesitic lava is emitted from the volcano, then it hardens and makes a dome over the volcano. As a result of this, you get deadly pyroclastic flows.
Fun fact number two. Minerals are tiny pieces of sediment cemented together by floating down a river, cemented together by the water. This process is called cementation. We are now welcoming Connor Weber, a survivor of the Mount Merapi eruption. What eruption did you survive, and where were you when it happened?
I survived the 2010 eruption, and I was in my house, which is in a village on the side of the mountain.
What was the eruption like, and how did you escape?
In the beginning, when the eruptions first started, there were few and far between, nothing we villagers haven't experienced before. Then on October 25th, the Indonesian government raised the threat level to a 4, its highest level, and warned us to move to safer ground. I thought it would be okay, but I was wrong. As the lava flowed through the village, it engulfed my legs, but I ended up getting out.
What were the damages from the eruption?
I had 3-degree burns on both my legs up to my hips. Both my legs had to be amputated as a result of the burns. Our whole village was destroyed as a result of the eruption. I am just glad that I am still standing here today.
As you have seen today, Mount Merapi is one of the most deadliest and active volcanoes not only in Indonesia, but in the whole world. It has claimed thousands of lives over the years and is still an active and dangerous volcano. Only the survivors and witnesses know how dangerous this volcano actually is. Mount Merapi has not had a serious eruption since 2006, and big eruptions happen every 10 to 15 years, so Mount Merapi could be in the headlines very soon. Thank you for tuning in to Violent Volcanoes, the podcast where we talk about the most deadliest volcanoes in the world. We'll be back next week with a new volcano.